ఓం మణి పద్మ. Can be translated many ways, but like the sound that allows experience to be experienced. And of the millions of translations, money could be like the lightning insight when suddenly clarity that you thought could never be in your own experience is. Padme is lotus. Lotus. Padme. Lotus. And whom we can say am. And then however you want to put that together. And also that possibility of without that meaning, the meaning, another kind of meaning that happens just by being in the vibration of those sounds. We could call it nonverbal meaning. Then that's hard to powerful. And in that case, then the whom, the am, is good to remember. It's not some other thing. That's powerful. Could you hear? Sorry about. Could you hear? We just gave the secret meaning of the powerful mantra. Is like the slight sense that we can feel of what comes before experience can be experienced. Then money, like the lightning insight, shift. Padme is lotus and whom is am. And then the most important thing is, don't think that's the meaning. That rather, in the experience of being in the sound, what happens is a nonverbal meaning that I was saying is powerful. And then it's important and helpful, useful to tune into that little verbal clue about the am at the end, that it's not like some outside power, but it's just letting come available a human capacity for life. Om Mahi Padme. Om Mani Padme.
Oh, my. Padme Hum. Mari.